B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Welcome to the Maney, Roy, and Loren Show's legendary Friday free-for-all. Right through 10 a.m. this morning, playing your favorite throwbacks. Of course, you can text us, call us, 704-570-9595. Let us know what you got going on this morning for a Friday. Weekend weather looks spectacular.
Okay.
It's totes going to be perfs for an outdoor fire.
Totes perfs.
Totes perfs for an outdoor fire. How about your day in 30 seconds, Lauren? What did you do yesterday? What kind of craziness did you get into?
Oh, you know, I'm having a hard time with something, and you guys know this person, but I guess not really well, but you know how Pearl is sometimes a liar.
Yes, my that alter is your ego. Drunk alter ego.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, Pearl is now coming out when I'm not drinking.
Oh, no. Oh, God. Now it's multiple personalities disorder.
She's sliding into your brain, Deanne.
Yeah, pretty much. And it's the quarantine got me. Well, yesterday, my au pair took my son to Anne Springs Clothes Greenway.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a membership thing there, right? But you can buy a day pass during the day. Well, while Elena was there, she saw that they were setting up for an event for the members. And she called me. She said, there's an event going on out here. Do you guys want to come? And I was like, well, is it for members or is it open to the public? She said, well, I think it's open just to members. But if you're in before the event starts, you could just buy the day pass and then go to the event because they're not going to clear everyone
out. Live music or something?
Live music. Food. They had like these big hay bale things for the kids to run on. They had fire pits. There's strung lights everywhere. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
So Dallas and I go, I think we can make it.
Okay.
So we get there right as they're closing the park and the event starts to start.
Okay.
And we told the woman at the gate that we were just picking up our son and our au pair because they couldn't make it to the other gate.
Yeah, there's a gate and there's a person at the gate to make sure you're a member.
Okay.
So she said she did what I thought she would do. She said, oh, you could just go around. Just go on in.
Mm-hmm.
So we just pulled the car in and parked and we went to the members event last night.
That's good.
So.
That's good. Lied your way through, Loren. Yeah. There we go.
In something that, by the way, I hosted last year for the Anne Springs Greenway. I'm a member there and I'm going to write you up. Can I get a license plate number?
Yep.
I'm not going to lie. When we were leaving, I was like, this would be a really fun event for us all to host.
We love going. It was one of the big events. Well, first of all, we love going to the Greenway. We go at least once a week. And it's down by Carowinds for those people that don't know what we're talking about. It's like a private hundreds of acres of land. And they have like a cafe where you can, you know, drink and eat. And
the tacos are amazing.
But last year I hosted an event for the Women's Guild at the Anne Springs Greenway with hundreds of people.
Mm-hmm.
And I was working the mic, handing the mic off to everybody. And that was probably March 8th.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, in Fort Mill down there at the Dairy Barn.
Yeah,
well, everything
COVID
closed down.
Didn't really closed down until like the 17th.
It was last big thing I did, though.
Yeah.
You know, I just know that somebody there definitely probably had it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anyway. Well, cool, Loren. I'm glad that you snuck your way in.
You know, I lied going into Florida. Now I lied getting into the Greenway. Pearl just needs to sit down.
Yeah. What about you? Can you beat that, Roy? Or
no, I didn't lie to get into a Greenway.
Yeah. Nothing.
It was
cool,
a really cool event.
You're so edgy, Ren.
Yeah.
I knocked some books out of a kid's hand walking down the street yesterday from the bus.
I'm the edgy mom.
Yeah.
I'm a cool mom.
Yeah, you get tattoos now.
Mm-hmm. You this minivan ain't stopping for nothing.
Uh-huh. Convict. I'm going to put convict on the back of your minivan.
All right, Loren. It is the Maney, Roy, and Loren Show. More throwbacks. Here's what's coming up this hour. I'll wet your whistle a little bit. I see Pitbull. I see Black Eyed Peas. I see Swedish House Mafia. The throwbacks are plentiful right here this morning with the Maney, Roy, and Loren Show's.
The Friday Free For All.
Friday Free For All.
You all right?
No, I was going to say Secret Santa, believe it or not.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
You're about 2 months too early.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, you weren't thinking straight.
No, I'm cooked. I was up way too late last night drinking wine. I don't know what to tell you. I stayed up almost midnight. And then I found out the president had COVID.
Let's play music and go home.
Good idea.
All right. Got
to get up. Welcome to the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss 95.1, who is
this?
Got to get
up. Hey. Got
to get up. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Maney, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
From the Twitter of Donald J. Trump. Tonight, FLOTUS and I tested positive for COVID-19. We will begin our quarantine and recovery process immediately. We will get through this together. That's the president's tweet from his official Twitter at 12:54 a.m. while you slept. You're waking up to news that President Trump has indeed been infected with COVID-19, and so has Melania.
I mean, I know my whole household and family woke up to the news.
Yeah. Yeah,
shocking.
A lot of people did.
That's big news, y'all, for our American leader to have COVID-19. That's worldwide news.
And the First Lady.
First Lady, yeah.
Apparently, I guess one of his closest advisors.
Yeah, Hope Hicks, I think it is.
Was infected. Yeah. She tested positive on Thursday, and then the president and the First Lady were tested, and they tested positive late last night.
You know, not to make a joke of anything, but I really didn't think Melania liked Donald. And clearly she was around him enough to get COVID.
Well, now they have to quarantine together, Loren, so now they're going to really...
She's like, I try to avoid you 90% of the time and I still catch your stupid virus.
Well, you have to wonder. I mean, the debates just happened and now it's going to probably delay the next debate.
Yeah.
You know, that's why Joe Biden and Donald Trump were 6 feet from each other on the stage. Because the CDC says you got to be away from each other because they were together for almost an hour and a half.
They didn't do a handshake.
Got to keep away 6 feet. No masks.
So I'm interested to see because Biden was 6 feet away. If Biden does not test positive, then the CDC's right on the 6 feet. If he does test positive, then who the hell knows?
Right.
Yeah, but I'm sure backstage they were in the same areas.
I'm touching the same
problem. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. What has what's Biden tweeted? Oh, here it is. It just goes, yo.
No, it doesn't.
with the victory flag, the victory confetti.
just a WTH. No, he hasn't tweeted anything, but I'd be curious to see what he says about, you know.
I thought for sure he'd tweet out some support and well wishes by now.
Well, he's going to... probably wake up to it in a little while.
Yeah.
You know, he's older, so he sleeps a little later.
He was in bed by 5.
Yeah. He doesn't know what's going on.
But, you know, there's people, the old people that go to bed like at 8, wake up at 4 for no good reason.
I know. My dad used to go to bed at like 10 every night, and now my mom tells me that he doesn't go to bed till almost like 12:30, and I'm like, what?
What does he do?
Oh my gosh.
He stays awake and watches like movies and TV and then sits on the computer and plays solitaire.
Oh.
But... he naps like 3 hours during the day. So
my dad was in bed by 8 and up by 4.
Yeah,
every day, whether he worked or not.
But he was working, like contracting. Uh huh. Yeah. He's a working man.
Well, you hate to hear that. So we'll see how that plays out. I believe they are asymptomatic. They got tested because of his assistant being tested positive. So I don't think they had symptoms and went to get tested. So
all right,
that's the deal on that. Coming up, we're going to tell you they're releasing new emojis. Everybody, a couple hundred new emojis. Royal, catch us up on what we can expect to see. Don't go anywhere.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Loren's ring back tone is Swedish House Mafia. Don't worry, child. Mini Roy and Loren, all the hits. Today, it's all the throwback hits this morning. Kiss 95.1.
Friday Free For All morning long. We got new emojis, 117 new emojis, as if there wasn't enough already.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Did that come with the update?
There's already another update, by the way.
I don't know. So evidently, like, emojis are universal things. Like, it's on Android and Apple, so I don't know how that works.
Hmm.
You can get emojis on all platforms.
Okay. Give them to me. I'm going to start looking some up.
Okay. A smiley face, but with a tear.
I thought we had that.
Mm. That's my daughter. My daughter cries and laughs at the same time.
And they're also going to include new gender-inclusive emojis.
Okay.
Which is like a non-binary Santa Claus, woman with a beard, man in a dress, families with different genders and non-binary options. That's going to be new emojis. A pinata.
Hmm.
We don't have one of those already?
No, evidently not. Bubble tea. I don't know what bubble tea is.
Bubble tea. I know what that is. There used to be this really great bubble tea place in Memphis. Amanda and I went there on a date.
Okay, I don't have the new ones yet, clearly. But bubble tea, there's a place right here in South End somewhere.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
It's like big bubbles.
Yeah, it's hard to explain.
In your tea, it's like a chai tea.
Okay.
But they're like kind of jelly bubbles that chill in your drink.
Try it, dude, and let me know what you think about it.
The bubble tea?
Yeah.
Okay. You know what I'm kind of shocked that we don't have an emoji of is cupcake. There's no cupcake emoji.
Wow.
Isn't that weird?
What do our friends at Sass Cupcakes feel about that?
There is?
Yeah.
on yours?
I have a cupcake.
Oh, how come I don't have... Oh, maybe that's a new... Maybe that's part of the new batch. I don't have a cupcake on mine. I have a Rikor cake.
Did you see the newest emoji? It just came out overnight. It's a producer Nicole in a dress. Because as she pays off her bet. Today's the last day, by the way, that she pays off her bet of, of Loren letting her dress her for a full week. What's she wearing today?
She has the boots today.
Knee-high boots. Yes, the fall favorite blogger look.
You know, there is an emoji of a girl doing like salsa dancing in a dress. That's so Nicole. So you, girl.
Anything else that's kind of cool that we need to look out for?
Read off everything on my list.
All right, cool. Well, we'll put that up at kiss951.com. You can go get a look at the new emojis coming out with your update.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss95.1.
Roy, we were talking about micro-cheating a little while ago. And you said you didn't know what micro-cheating was, but what was the micro that you...
Microaggressions?
Microaggressions? What's that?
That's like what I have.
Yours aren't micro, though.
It's like...
micro means smaller, and...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like it is what it is. Small aggressions.
Okay.
Like passive-aggressive.
Not really passive, but like you can just tell... I don't know how to accept just small bursts of aggression.
Okay. Yeah. Microbursts of aggression. Yeah. Okay. Micro-cheating is someone who basically flirts with other people while they're in a relationship, and in doing so, they are trying to make their current partner jealous.
Oh.
That's called micro-cheating. Also, it's when someone who's dated or hooked up with friends of the opposite sex. That's called micro-cheating.
People that's hooked up with friends?
Friends. Of the opposite sex.
How's that micro? It seems like a pretty big cheat.
I don't know. It's also someone, they call micro cheating someone who's dated or hooked up, according to the Lemon.
While you're in a relationship, is that what you're talking? That's cheating. That's not micro cheating.
Yeah, if you hook up with somebody.
No. Listen to the
sentence. Maybe short bursts of...
Micro cheating is basically flirting with other people while you're in a relationship, okay?
Okay.
And in doing so, you're trying to make your current partner jealous.
Okay, I understood that.
Okay, micro cheating is also someone who's dated or hooked up with friends of the opposite sex. So it can't be cheating if you dated, right? That just must mean... But I don't know why they call that micro cheating.
That's what we're hung up on.
Yes.
No, your article's trash.
I know. I got it from the Lemon. The Lemon's usually a good website. But I want to know if anybody ever flirted to try and make their partner jealous. Like, what's that situation like? You know, like, what's going on in your relationship that in order to feel good about yourself, you got to micro cheat to make your partner jealous?
I don't know.
I'm typically a pretty nice person, and that comes off as flirtatious to people because I'm nice.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, Sterling doesn't think that I'm trying anything.
It seems to me like that would be more of a young dating issue, like when you're younger and you're dating and you go out.
Childish thing.
And your boyfriend hasn't been paying attention to you, so you go out together and then, you know, you flirt with his friend.
Mm-hmm.
Or you flirt with someone at the bar in front of him to make him jealous and get his attention. And then you get into a huge argument and everybody's happy.
Such an unstable
everybody's happy.
I mean, you got what you wanted. You got his attention and now you're in an argument, which is what you wanted to do on the way home. Micro cheaters. I don't know. I've never listen. We're in a different position here because of we're kind of in the public spotlight. And there's been times where I've been out, and you know, a very attractive listener will come up and say, you know, and I'm with my family, and be like, hey, Manny, I love the show, and you know, talk about the show or something, and then I continue the conversation, and I'm not always great on like introducing my wife.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because I've already forgotten the person's name because I'm bad at that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, when we leave, Amanda will be like, what was that? And I was like, I don't know, babe. She's like, well, you can introduce me and introduce the kids. I was like, I'm sorry. You're right. I need to do better at that. But I don't think she felt jealous or like that was me trying, you know, talking to the girls, trying to make her jealous. My wife, obviously. But I can see how it can come off that way, I
guess.
You're
just not good with introducing people. I'm not good with names, so I do that thing where I go, this is my husband, and I let him say Dallas so that that other person feels the need to say their name, too, because I don't really know it.
Yeah. Are you guys jealous people?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Not really. Honestly, I know
she snoops all the time.
Yeah.
She's looking for other women.
I mean, I'm pretty... secure, but like if you gave me a reason to be jealous, then I would be. But just Dallas is kind of like Roy. Like he's just a really nice guy, and that can sometimes be misconstrued as flirtation.
Right.
But we've been together for 15 years, and I understand. You know what I mean? Like I know there's no malice behind him just really being nice to someone.
In fact, this just happened like this week. One of my old friends from Virginia that's gay sent Sterling a friend request. And he's like, I'm not trying to accept his friend request. What if he's trying to talk to me? And I'm like, you think someone in another state, who, by the way, is in a relationship, is trying to hit you up because he's interested in you? I was like, we're fine. Accept the friend request.
Well, wait a minute. Why is that impossible? Maybe he saw Sterling in pictures with you and him, and now he's interested in Sterling.
He's in a relationship. He's another state away. You are just
bro,
as bad
I keep
as
an
him.
Eye on that.
I'm like, I don't see it. If I get cheated on, I will not see it coming at all.
I would have been so offended by that. If Dallas would have said, like, "What? Wait, hold on a second. So you think my boy is trying to holler at you?" I'd be like, yeah, well, why not?
Someone says the whole work wife slash husband thing is kind of cheating also.
Is it?
I don't know. You're my work wife, and so is Nicole.
Yeah.
And by the way,
both of them are not interested in you.
No. No, and neither is my real wife.
Yeah, you, buddy, I send you.
The dated or hooked up with friends of the opposite sex, this is 828, says, is talking about remaining friends with someone you've been with, even if you're in a relationship.
Oh, so you're still trying to make them jealous.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. All right. Well, listen, the good news is that the only way we get jealous is if you listen to another radio show. So just don't tell us.
And we are like crazy ex-lovers.
Yes.
We'll find you and put billboards near your house to get you to listen back to us.
Especially me.
We can see you.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Mandy Roy, the Red Morning Show on your Friday with the legendary Friday free-for-all, playing your throwback hits all morning long.
Couple shout-outs. Good morning to Mandy, who is driving into Uptown. Good morning to Christian and the kids in the car heading off to school somewhere. Good morning to you guys. Welcome to Friday. I want to share with you real quick something that my neighbor found the babysitter doing when they came home from dinner the other night. So they have two kids. One is like, I guess, just a little over 2 years old, and the other one is like 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And they texted the babysitter and said, hey, we're coming home, and they didn't get a response back. You know, normally the babysitter would be like, okay, everything's good. Yeah. They didn't check in during dinner or anything. It's the third time using the babysitter. They've had no issues. So they text the babysitter on her way, no response. And so they're like, well, maybe she's just playing with the kids and she's not by her phone or whatever. And then they walk in and the first thing they see is the 4-year-old pushing the baby in the swing that they have. The 2-year-old is being pushed in the swing that they have in the house, and it's in the kitchen. It's usually in the playroom. Now the swing's in the kitchen.
Okay.
And they don't see the babysitter. And they're like, well, this is weird. Where's the babysitter? So they ask the little boy, where's the babysitter? And they say, come, mommy, come. The babysitter is upstairs, passed out on the couch
what?
In the playroom.
Oh, no.
Dead asleep.
What?
Oh,
how crazy is that?
You're getting fired immediately.
So, right? I was talking to both of them, and I was like, so what did you do? She's like, well, he was like nice to her. Like, hey, we're home. Wake up. You know, the kids are downstairs. She's like, but I laid into her.
Oh,
how it's unacceptable.
Course.
We will never use her again. And by the way, we will let everyone know on the Next Door app that they shouldn't use you.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
What was her excuse?
She's like, I'm so sorry. I was up all night with drama.
Okay, well, then you should have probably told me that before you took custody of my children for hours.
She's a college student who I guess was dealing with. She didn't say what drama. I was like, what drama? She goes, I don't know. I didn't even ask. I just told her thank you. I Venmo'd her, and she was done.
Not good enough. Get yourself a cup of coffee and some no-dos, college student.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Can you imagine?
That's what I did.
Can you imagine, though? That means that the 4-year-old picked the 2-year-old up and put him in the swing by
That's
himself.
Crazy. Listen, I like, you know, I trust nobody. And if that happened to my children, I would, I'd have to quit my job and stay home. But I had a girlfriend who had something similar happen. She goes through nannies like crazy, man.
Hey, by the way, before we get to Loren's story, shoot us a text, jump on the phones. The simple question is, what'd you catch the babysitter doing when you got home?
704-570-9595.
Like, you guys think that I'm tough to work for. Like, I know we've had that conversation before. I think Elena loves me. But my my one friend who does go through nannies like crazy, she's a doctor. And she tells them, like, hey, I have, you know, cameras in the house just so you know it's for your safety and ours. Well, she checked into her camera one time and she had hired like a personal trainer who was also doing some nannying on the side. And the personal trainer was taking a Zoom call and training somebody while the kids were sitting at the table eating. And the older kid was pushing the high chair and it was rocking back and forth.
Oh my
like,
God.
This child could have tipped over. She said, I literally left my shift, came home and fired her on the spot.
Oh. Yeah. Did she pay her?
No.
See, people are saying that my friend shouldn't have paid the babysitter, but
yeah, it's a little weird to pay.
I guess they wanted to be the bigger people. Like, hey, we're going to hold up our end of the bargain. We're going to pay you for your hours you were here. But just know you really disappointed us.
Well, yeah. When my housekeeping person lost my dog, I don't think the housekeeper got paid that day.
And they've never been invited back.
They've never been invited back.
704-570-9595. What'd you catch the babysitter doing? We're getting a lot of text messages, but maybe you could jump on the phone because I'm sure we'll have follow-up questions as well. I'm just reading to make sure that there's no swear words on these texts because they're kind of long.
You can always DM us on Instagram at the MRL show where Nicole is paying up a bet on our social media as well.
704 said, the first day that my babysitter was supposed to watch my kid, she got there at 6:30. My husband and I had to leave at 7 for work, and it's 7:30. She calls my mother-in-law to tell her to leave him. I don't feel good. I'm going to go get tested for COVID.
Yeah, I mean, that's the other thing you have to worry about when you get in a babysitter. Are they, you know, no maskers? Are they going out partying? I mean, are they, you know, keeping safe?
This babysitter who fell asleep told this couple that she was babysitting for, my friends, that she gets tested like every week at college. Mm-hmm. And that she was okay.
I'd like to believe you, but you just left my kids unattended for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Like, now I'm really not believing anything that you tell me.
Good point. All right. We'll take more calls on that. What'd you catch the babysitter doing? And we got to talk about producer Nicole and her outfit today.
Yep. She's paying out a bet where she has to dress like Loren. It is hilarious. The photos are unbelievable. What's even more funny is the people commenting on them.
Mm-hmm.
We'll discuss coming up next.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Now, the legendary Friday free-for-all. Let's talk about babysitters.
Roy's over the conversation about bad babysitters, but you guys are sending amazing text messages in. And Nicole just comes in and gave us a shocking babysitter story.
Hers is very shocking. Can you please tell everybody what you just told us?
Yes, and if my parents are listening, I am so sorry. I have never said this story before. But when I was a kid, I was in like elementary school, I guess. I just remember having this babysitter. I don't remember her name. Maybe Brittany, but she had a Jeep, and she would take me to the neighborhood pool, and, like, that's what we did. Well, one time, she was really making me mad at the pool because I was a kid and I wanted to play, but she was, like, a teenager, was just on the phone the whole time or, like, just not paying attention. Mm-hmm. And we were on the way, like, back, and I was pouting, like, probably, like, real mad and, like, sassy. And she weird. but she was smoking a cigarette on the way back.
Oh, my God.
So I was like, getting sassy with her, like, well, I'm going to tell my mom that you're smoking. And this B takes her cigarette. I still have a scar to this day and put it out on my arm.
Let me see.
I have a scar.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. And I never...
Why didn't you tell your mom?
I think I was scared. Because
that's what abuse victims do. They keep it bottled up.
Why are we just talking about this 20 minutes after we started the conversation?
I don't know, bro. I've been busy.
At 7 a.m., your story would have been a good kickoff.
You hate us.
I got over it.
Oh, that is crazy. 704 says, one time my mom came home and my babysitter had been pulling some of my teeth out because they were wiggly. I really wanted her to do it, but my mom was so mad she actually called the cops.
Oh, my God.
On the babysitter.
Yeah, I mean, that does seem like child abuse, pulling out some kid's teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah. One last one. And this is just shocking. We tried to get them on the phone. They didn't answer. They said, my best friend had her daughter, which was not even 2 years old yet, at a little privately owned daycare. He got off work one day around lunchtime and showed up to the daycare, and the daycare was closed and locked up. Then here comes the owner driving up in her car with my friend's daughter sitting on her lap. Needless to say, the daycare was shut down that day.
Yeah, I think so.
Could you imagine the freak out?
No.
All right, listen, we've got to, we'll get to Can't Beat Loren, and we're also going to put Nicole in her. Are you wearing your boots right now?
I am wearing my over-the-knee boots, and let me tell you, I am not against this.
Oh. All right, so to keep you up to speed, Nicole all week has been dressing like Loren. And Nicole typically has an undercut, tattoos, dressed in swaggy boy clothes. Now she's dressing like Fairy Femme all week long. And part of this is Loren's dressing her as a
blogger,
but for like fall. So over the knee boots is the typical fall fashion.
I just picture Nicole coming in like this without saying anything. Like she dressed herself like this one morning, and how she would just walk in and be like, hey guys, I got new shoes. And we'd be like,
what?
Day 5. It is your last day. You made it through the week.
Yay.
On the Outfits, Barbie. We'll have pictures up, and we'll do something really cool coming up just
this
after
this whole
8.
Weekend, I'm going to be in the baggiest of clothes.
But Roy, we got to give away free cheer wine for a year.
It's Can't Beat Loren coming up next.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren, sponsored by Cheerwine Soft Drink on Kiss 95.1.
We got Doug in Rock Hill.
What up, Doug?
Hello, how are y'all doing today?
We're great. You are playing Can't Beat Loren to start off your weekend.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely looking forward to it.
Now, it says here on our screen, Doug played multiple times but has never won. So today might be the day that he wins free cheer wine for a year.
All right, let's see.
All right, Loren, if you would, please leave the studio.
I'm out.
All right, she's putting her headphones down. She's walking out, and she is gone. She can no longer hear the question.
All right. The current president and the first lady have officially tested positive to COVID-19. We found out overnight. And President Trump is immediately starting the quarantine process. Now, President Trump hosted what reality show before he became president?
The Apprentice.
Camila Cabello's boyfriend just released a new song, and we are loving it. Who is he?
You said Camila Cabello?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Camila Cabello.
Oh, Camila Cabello.
Three.
Jason Mraz.
Okay, question 3. The Rock says his new football league that has already folded 2 times will be back in 2022. What football league does The Rock own now?
The XFL, the Extreme Football League.
All right, question 4. The rapper from the song Old Town Road said in a recent article about his fame, sometimes he laughs about it and sometimes he cries. Who is the rapper from Old Town Road?
Is it Nas?
Question 5. The internet is giving Kylie Jenner a hard time for sending her to school with a $12,000 book bag. What is her daughter's name?
What is Kylie Jenner's daughter's name?
You knew there was going to be a Jenner question, and there it was. And Loren won't get this. What was it?
Stormy.
All right, come on in, Loren. Coworker help on that one, Doug, or what?
All right, how did Doug do?
Doug got 3 correct.
Oh, no.
All right. Here we go. Question 1. The president and the first lady have officially tested positive for COVID-19. We found out late last night. President Trump has already started the quarantine process. Now, President Trump hosted what reality show before he became president?
The Apprentice.
1-1.
Question 2. Camila Cabello's boyfriend just released a new song, and we're loving it. Who is he?
Shawn Mendes.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Doug said Jason Mraz, 2-1.
And The Rock says his new football league that has already folded 2 times already will be back in 2022. What league is coming back in 2 years?
Is it XFL?
Yeah. How'd you know that one?
Dallas loves XFL.
Oh, really? Yeah. I've never met a soul that
I know.
Was into
when
it.
We were in New York for Fashion Week in February, that's all we watched. It was ad nauseum.
Okay, 3-2.
Well, it's coming back specifically for Dallas. And the rapper from the song Old Town Road recently opened up and said about his fame, sometimes he laughs about it and sometimes he cries about it. Who is he?
Oh, I'm so drawing a blank on this. Old Town Road is Billy Ray and...
3-2.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I can't think of this.
Don't
say
worry.
It.
It's
it.
Lil Nas X.
Lil Nas!
Ugh. Yeah, and now, unfortunately, Doug just said Nas.
I can't accept that because there's a rapper named Nas.
Yep, so it is 3-2.
All right, and the last question. The internet's giving Kylie Jenner a hard time for sending her daughter to school with a $12,000 book bag. What is her daughter's name?
Must be nice. It's Stormy.
That is correct. Final score, 4-3. You know, Doug, it was close.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I still put up a good fight, comparatively. So
yes, you
maybe
did.
Next time, Loren.
I know.
But I've said it a lot. You know, I just can't beat Loren.
Thanks for playing, Doug.
Thank you.
See, buddy. Now make sure you stick around. We've got more throwback hits with the legendary Friday free-for-all next.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's the Mandy Roy of the Rim Morning Show on KISS 95.1 with the throwback hits and the legendary Friday free-for-all. More to low.
803 texts in says, that is a great song to start my first day at my new job.
Yeah, we hope it gives you
We hope it doesn't give you hell.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
That's from Alexis in York. Good luck, Alexis, on your first day. Thanks for hanging with us. More throwbacks coming up in a minute.
So we found an article about the sneaky things that your waiters do that you've probably never noticed.
Ooh.
And some of these I can attest to. I worked as a server for like a year and a half at the Marriott. And these are really, really interesting.
All right, give us a couple, and I know you blogged about this at kiss95.1.com.
Yeah. So they do the stare down. If they stare at you long enough, they'll upsell you in a cocktail.
Really?
Isn't that funny?
That is. Whoa, you hypnotized me into buying the top level alcohol.
What can I get you to drink? A glass of wine?
Or the whole bottle? They just stare.
They never look too busy. Obviously, they'll provide better service if they're available. So they always try to look available so you don't feel bad flagging them down. Thus, they will get a better tip because they were available to you.
I used to teach that to all the people at Country Cook and All American Buffet. I'm like, you're busy, but just walk slow. Walk like you're fine. People won't notice.
Yep. They give out freebies. Everyone loves something free, right? So maybe you throw them like a free fry or a free drink, get a bigger tip.
Smart.
Yeah.
There's a lot more, too, that I know it's posted up now at kiss95.1.com.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
704 sends a text message and says, the legendary Friday free-for-all is so good this morning, I could cry.
We're doing it all morning long. We still have 2 more hours of your favorite throwback hits. Only station doing it here on Main and Row on the Rim Morning Show, KISS 95.1.
It's so good.
So beautiful.
I got that boom boom pow. So the world ends.
All right, dude. Let's get down to business because you're up to no good over there with
what
that
do
dog
you mean
Callie
I'm up
of yours.
To no good. I'm up to nothing but good with my dog Callie.
All right, what's going on?
I'm gonna make her a service dog. She's in training.
Give me every lap sound effect we have.
Yeah.
Listen, she needs a job. And I got her hooked up with a certified trainer to get her to be a service dog.
Okay. Where to begin?
I don't even know.
He told us this off the air yesterday, and he's like, oh, I'm busy shopping for a... the coat thing that the service dogs wear. And we're like, for who? He goes, my dog, Callie.
And I'm like, wait, are you just trying to get your dog on a plane for free? Or
no. Yeah. There's a catch here, bud. And we're not sure what it is because
what
we love
mean?
Callie. You adopted Callie at a pet event that we were at years ago.
Yep.
Callie also, you tell us, both on the air and off, that your dog suffers majorly from anxiety.
Yeah, well, like your dog is going to be a service dog. Your dog needs a service dog.
I'll have two service dogs.
She's leashed up together like the reindeer.
She's getting better. But, you know, she's gonna go through public obedience training. She's going to go through all these different types of training. It'd be good for her.
No, I get that. I understand why dogs become service dogs. Mm-hmm. Now, what kind of service dog do you want Callie to be? Because I'll never forget the time we had a comedian in here who suffers from seizures. And he had a dog that you couldn't ever distract because that dog's job was to sniff out seizures. So you never were allowed to pet it or keep it away from the comedian or else he could die.
She is going to be trained in, I forget what the official word, but it's like grounding. It's like, if you are, for whatever reason, not within your normal state, as in extreme say you're going through extreme pain because you deal with chronic pain or PTSD, like so you're having a flashback, she'll be able to sense that you're not within your normal state, and she will then put her body onto you and bring you back.
So like,
to distract you from whatever's happening.
She'll be able to sense the anxiety that you're feeling.
And over, yeah, if you have such unbearable anxiety, she'll be able to distract you from it.
Does Kelly not get anxiety? Because I feel like I remember a story multiple times of Kelly being in the car and puking in the back seat.
Okay. That's because she doesn't do car rides well.
So how are you going to get her to the trainer?
She does well fun now, okay? I think when we first got her, we tried to do a lot of things at once.
Is your partner Sterling on board?
Well, I just notified him what we're doing.
Sounds like my relationship. I just notify Dallas of things.
910 says, what tasks are she going to perform? And you just said that. And do you have a disability to warrant the need for a service dog?
I don't want to get into it, but it came at a recommendation of a doctor. But I don't want to get into all that, but yes.
Do you guys know how expensive, like, real service dogs are?
If you want to buy one outright, it's like 30, 40 grand.
Yeah, it's thousands and thousands
of
dollars.
You know why? Because those are service dogs that work. That don't suffer from dog anxiety.
You can train the dog.
Callie also doesn't like other dogs. So, like, when other dogs are around, who's going to take care of Callie?
I mean, Roy could have come in today and said he was going to turn his Ford Taurus into a race car and go race against Dale Jr. this weekend, and I would have been less surprised. I would have been more for that. That Ford Taurus has a better shot of winning a race.
Callie's getting better. Nicole will be able to be a witness to this. She's now... It integrates with other dogs.
You sure you want to tap me in?
Have you been lying to me?
No, Callie has 100% gotten better, but she knows Finley. She has known Finley for her entire duration of you having her.
That's your dog.
Callie warms up to other dogs, but the one time I took her to the dog park, she ran to a corner if there was another dog, and it took her about 10-15 minutes before.
Okay, so turn her microphone off. Turn her microphone off. Let me talk. Okay, she goes through an immediate stage of, oh my God, I'm going to die. Okay, but then once you get past that, we're fine. So I take her to Whiskers Dog Spa to get her baths. She was
plug
so
bell.
Bad. But sure, it's a plug bell. She used to have to get one-on-one service, meaning someone had to sit with Callie in her room because she couldn't handle all the other dogs. Now when I go, she's playing with all the other dogs in the play area.
Okay, but
she's gotten a lot better.
Let's say you take this dog, Callie, your dog, and you want her to be a service dog to be there for you to help whatever medical condition you have. And the idea would be to like be able to take her to a restaurant or... Okay, well, she's not going to do good in a public environment like when we can all go back out after COVID-19. Do you forget what it's like?
She's going to get training. She'll be trained.
704 says it can be done, Roy. I self-trained my service dog, and he had anxiety before.
There you go.
The reason that these dogs, the real service dogs, are like 40 grand is because they go through years and years of training.
I was told that it could take a very long time, depending on how well she picks it up. It could take anywhere between a year to 2 years to be fully trained.
Roy, you're going to run out of money before she's trained.
Well, but I did when I spoke to the person that certifies the service dogs. She goes, how old's Callie now? I was like, 5. She goes, that's not going to leave us with many years of service. I was like, what?
It takes an additional 5 to train her. Then you got 2 years of Callie helping you.
I'm like, well, let's just do our best, okay?
704 says, sounds good. Good luck, Roy. Get back to the free-for-all. It's not going to work. All right, we do have more throwbacks coming up, including Britney Spears. I see her. I see, oh my gosh, Fall Out Boy. So much great stuff coming up.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
All right, so Nicole's been paying out of bed all week long, dressing like Lorette, a fashion blogger. Yes, Nikki's here, folks.
This is Weaver and Wedges. This is her blogger name.
Use the hashtag to get 25% off.
Click the link in bio.
Swipe up.
Lorette, can you describe what our fashion blogger Nicole is wearing today?
Yes, so Nicole lost a bet, and I get to dress her as a basic blogger all week because she makes fun of my blog. So, today...
Oh, geez, are you okay?
Since we are going into Shaw...
Okay, hang on a second. Just the noise that everyone just heard was you just putting your leg on the counter. It sounded like an earthquake in here.
I got over-the-knee boots on and I'm excited.
Go ahead, Lorette.
So, since we are in fall now, we're officially in fall transition since it's not really, really cold yet, but we can still wear our fall garb. Nicole, we're starting off with over-the-knee boots... in a heathered gray, tight skinny jeans, a crocheted Jessica Simpson sweater, a Kendra Scott necklace, chunky.
Looks like a bullet.
By the way, we're on Instagram Live right now at the MRL show, so you can follow along and go check her out.
It's a chunky crystal. Nicole called it a bullet. It's not a bullet, but that's okay. In rose gold. And Nicole is also finishing off her look with a mustard-colored headband. And my favorite, the Givenchy, also Heathered Gray, purse.
The Givenchy? Okay, and how expensive is the Givenchy?
Oh, we don't talk prices because my husband's listening. He has been all in on Nicole all week, by the way. He's asking me for, like, daily updates, and he loves it.
People want to know, are you keeping the boots, Nikki?
No.
She looks like she's feeling that outfit this morning, much more comfortable than other ones.
I found out that Nicole's probably going to have to pay for all these shoes. Because even in the 2 seconds she wears them, she wears out the soles in them.
Yeah, I don't know what Nicole has done to the shoes that I purchased for her all week, but I thought I could maybe, like, return them since she only wore them for, like, 3 seconds. All of them have scuffs on the bottom.
No, they're
scuffs
fine.
On the
you just
side.
Say you got them like that.
Uh-huh.
Give us a walk so people on live can
yeah, yeah, again, you can see her on Instagram Live at the MRL show. At the at sign, the MRL show.
She's doing a little strut.
She's doing a little runway walk here in the studio. Hair's down, flowy sweater.
Listen, you've been a trooper all week. Loren has dressed you like a blogger. We've been mentioning that. You lost the bet. Out of all the 5 days that you've been dressed, is there one outfit that you hated the least?
Yeah, it was when Loren thought I was a size 2 yesterday.
No, he said the hated least. The least.
Oh,
like
the
your
least.
Favorite outfit of the week.
He worded that weird.
Yeah, we know which one was your least favorite.
Well, I would say that if I were to be a fashion blogger, that this would probably be the most comfortable. I dress for comfort.
Okay. Oh, okay. See, I thought you were going to say the pumpkin patch outfit that we had you in on Wednesday with a big floppy hat and comfortable sweater.
Hats aren't my thing.
Oh, you look great in a hat, though.
Hats aren't my thing because I don't understand the whole crown part of your head. Maybe I'm just missing that in my skull, but didn't fit.
People are saying you look about 18 our Insta Live at the MRL show.
We got a lot
great.
We got a lot of comments, too, that when we post these photos, people go on a comment. Someone says, this is from Steven, by the way. He says, what a hottie. Looks great.
Steven.
ASL.
Yep. Okay, that showed your age.
that was the joke.
So, Nicole, obviously your least favorite outfit was the little black dress from yesterday in heels.
Yeah, girl.
Let's see here. Hattie.
It's a hard no from me.
Let's see here. Today's outfit took the cake. Nicole is fire. I'm sweating.
It's amazing how many people, women mostly, are willing to change what they who they're attracted to and come to your side, Nicole, and become gay, apparently. Like, oh, my God, I'm not gay, but I would switch for her. I mean, there's more than one person commenting that.
Everyone talk about how fabulous and beautiful. We have, I think his name's Dan, says Hubba Hubba.
Mm. Hey, Dan.
I like
hey,
that you're reading
Bill.
All the guys.
Yeah. I know. I realized this week how little male followers I have. Because now I'm getting all the male followers on Instagram.
Sweet Cherry said, I'm loving it. I'm currently listening and eating my Bojangles. Hmm. We're jealous of you this morning.
Well, we'll have the pictures up of Nicole's Friday OOTD just as soon as we're done.
You guys want to go to Apple Orchard? Come.
Go where?
To an what's it called? An apple orchid?
Apple orchard?
Orchard.
No, it's an orchid.
Orchid?
Go around telling people it's an orchid.
Apple orchid. Yeah, we can go there today.
Yeah.
We can also go to a pumpkin patch, too, if you want.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine at Kiss 95.1.
More legendary throwbacks. More of your throwback hits with the legendary Friday Free For All morning long, so don't go anywhere for more music.
What's something that you guys did as a kid that would be considered dangerous now? 704-570-9595. Simple question. Call us, text us. We'll go around the room here in a second, but I'll tell you yesterday I went to visit my mom, and she has a creek, down the street, less than a mile, quarter of a mile. And Dean loves going down by the creek. So I picked up Ruby, my daughter, from the nanny. We drove over to my mom's. That's where Dean was. And Dean said, let's go down to the creek. And I said, I just don't think Ruby's going to be able to walk it there and back. and my shoulder was hurting. I didn't want to carry her. So my mom's like, well, we can drive. And I said, okay. She said, you can just park out in front of the creek down the street. So she said, what are we going to do? I said, well, I'll just throw the kids in the back. Dean jumped into the back of my Cherokee that I have, the Grand Cherokee. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's a little hatchback thing. And Ruby immediately wants to go back there. Now, Dean's 7, Ruby's 2.
Yeah.
Tell one they can do it and the other one they can't.
Dad of the year goes, all right, just hold on to her, Dean. We're only going down the street. And my mom goes, well, are you going to close the hatch? I go, yeah, I'll close the hatch. But they don't have to be in their seats and we'll just sit here unbelted and they can, you know, post up there. And so I rolled down the street and my mom is just dying laughing because she knows that my wife would throw a conniption.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If she caught wind of the fact that I even took them so far as down the road to go to the creek.
With a car seat.
Yep. Yeah. So I turn around, I open up my the hatch, and there's two ladies walking right along the sidewalk. And my little 2-year-old and then my 7-year-old jump out of the back of the car. And they don't know how far we've gone.
Sure.
And I was like, yep, safety first, ladies. That's what you get with us.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, how often, like when we were kids, were we on like road trips and we were sitting like laying down in the window of the back seat?
My mom was like, never mind car seats. When you guys were growing up in the 70s and 80s, we didn't even use seat belts.
Yeah. And she smoked inside the car with the windows up. You know, I
on our way to Action Park.
Yeah. So you can break a limb. I remember as a kid, when we go up to my mama's house, she was in the middle of the forest. And as kids, maybe as young as like 9, my parents would just let me and my cousins go up in the forest. And we would get deep, like far, far away, where you can't even see the house, hear anything. We don't have a cell phone. We knew the forest like the back of our hand.
And your parents had to trust you.
They just trust that we knew it. But now I'm sitting there, I'd freak out if my little nieces was like, yeah, we're going to go in the woods. Well, like, no, you're not.
Well, I know. Isn't that funny? And why is that different than you?
I don't know. I guess my parents just didn't care.
We used to do that,
but
too.
But you came back alive.
I guess, yeah. I guess when I come back alive, they're like, well, he must know the woods.
I remember I was probably like 7 or 8 at this time, and my cousin was maybe a year older than me, and it was us two and then our two younger cousins, and we did that. We went in the woods. Our cousins thought they knew the woods like the back of their hands. We got lost out there and couldn't find the trailer to get back.
Yeah.
So we're out there screaming. And our parents are screaming back to us. They had half the neighborhood out looking for us.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
How are they gone?
I don't know. We literally couldn't find our way back for like 45 minutes, and we were scared.
I mean, I don't know as a kid what we would have done if we ran into a bear. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I don't know if we would have had the knowledge of what to do in that situation. I remember one time, because the way it did is my mom would ring the porch bell when it was time to eat. And so we'd be out in the woods, and I remember it was me and my cousin Timmy, and we heard that bell, and it sounded far away.
Oh,
like,
boy.
I barely heard it, and I'm like, And they expect when you hear the bell to see you just run down the hill.
Yep.
And I'm like, oh, we're going to be in trouble this time.
We got a 45-minute walk.
Yeah, we were a little far.
What's something that you did as a kid that would be considered dangerous today? 704-570-9595.
I mean, how about drinking? Like, I come from, well, I thought an Italian family. But Sundays, we did our genealogy.
Yeah, 23andMe said no.
Yeah, I thought I was way more Italian than I actually am. But Sunday dinners, like, if we wanted to try wine,
yeah,
we were allowed to try wine.
Sure.
I mean, I rode my 4-wheelers and my 3-wheelers with no helmets.
Same.
You know, and definitely bikes with no helmets.
Same.
Right? I mean, yep. And now, if you did that, you'd be like viral the next day. You'd be on somebody's phone going viral. That's the problem. And, you know, it's funny, Roy, because you said, what would we do if we ran into a bear?
Yeah.
You know, back then, you'd probably freak out and climb a tree and try and get away. Now you get your phone out and immediately start taking video.
As the last video of your life.
Then you upload it to TikTok. All right, now we're starting to get a lot of texts and a lot of calls, too, on it.
Yep, so 704-570-9595. You can give us a phone call. We'll be back coming up here in just 2 minutes.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
All right, what's the dangerous thing you did as a kid? By the way, we got more Throwback Kids continuing with the Legendary Friday Free-for-All next. Let's bring in an anonymous. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show.
Hey, again.
Hey, so you texted and we called you back. You know, back in the day, we used to do things that would now be considered dangerous. Back in the day, it was just, our parents didn't care, grandparents didn't care, it's just the way it was. You texted us something that I think was dangerous back then and is still dangerous now. Tell everyone what you did, Anonymous.
So, me and my friend, I was in seventh grade, he was in eighth. We climbed a billboard on the side of the interstate and spray painted our names on it.
That's awesome.
It's amazing because sometimes the spray paint is in places where I cannot physically see how they got up there to spray paint it. There's no like ladder, no landing to stand on, the artwork looks great, by the way. Anonymous, did you write the word anonymous on the billboard, or did you put your real name?
We put our first name.
Yeah, it's probably not smart to tag your real name there.
Well, with your address.
Yeah.
Were you scared?
Halfway up, you got kind of scary. I used to have photos and videos of my super old friends in seventh grade, but I'll see if I can find the picture. You used to be able to see it on Google Earth forever.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, that's so cool. I'd love to see that. And, you know, it has to be scary because at nighttime, the lights are blinding on you while you're trying to do it.
Yep. All right. Thanks, Anonymous. Thanks for texting in. Have a great day.
Yep. See you, buddy.
We're getting other text messages. 864 said, we used to play hide and seek in the woods at night. We stumbled across a pack of coyotes.
Oh, man. Hide and go seek at night was awesome. Oh, what was the other game?
Manhunt.
Flashlight tag. Where you play with flashlights. Yeah. That was cool, too.
Yeah, we played Manhunt.
Yeah.
And the difference between like hide and seek was just like two backyards. You know, you were close quarters. Manhunt was like, all right, we're going all over the neighborhood.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
That was fun.
I actually remember the last time I tried to play flashlight tag. I was like the only one wanting to play, and no one else wanted to play with me, and I never played again as a kid. I was like 15. I'm like, come on, it'd be so cool.
You do need a service dog, bud. Callie would have made everything better.
All right, let's talk with Tally in Salisbury. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Rim Morning Show.
Hey, so I was about 8 years old when I got my first horse. And I lived in the mountains of North Carolina, so there's bears and all that kind of stuff up there. And my friends and I used to play hide-and-go-seek with knouts. We didn't have saddles on the horses. We just tied rope around our neck to be able to steer them. And I'm talking like we were having these horses running as fast as they would run. We would hide all over the woods. We'd wear camo. So, like, if there were hunters up there, they couldn't tell that we were not deer. Like, if I think about it now, I could never, ever let my child do the stuff that we did because we'd spend hours doing this.
Yeah,
that's nuts, man. And you feel comfortable knowing where you are and what's going on. But think about the adults that were in charge of you, Tally, that are like, all right, are they coming back anytime soon? You know, like, when's the game over?
Well, see, we would be like, hey, we're going to go play tag in the woods. And the parents were like, okay, well, just be careful. Don't fall off.
Yeah. Don't break your neck.
And, you know, it's so strange. Thanks, Tally, for calling. That it's like my mom got worse as I got older. Like, for some odd reason, she let me as a kid roam the woods of Boone's Mill, Virginia. Yet, as an adult, she calls me every evening because I walk 3 miles a night. And she's like, don't walk at night. It's too dark. Like, what happened?
Pamara has been on hold, you guys, in Wilkesboro on line 6. So we'll say hi to her. Good morning, Pamara.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing very well. So what's the dangerous thing you used to do?
Well, my grandfather, we used to travel from Wilkesboro up to Lower Virginia to canoe our summers on the river. And my grandparents and parents thought it would be great to buy an old van that was brown and had like velvety shagged carpet.
Yeah.
It had only the driver's seat, the passenger seat. And he had took the back out so we could like put canoes in it. Well, that's great. But he used to put the kids in it. No seatbelt, no anywhere to sit. You sit on the floor.
The canoes were strapped better than the kids in the van.
Oh, yeah, they went safer. They went in the pickup truck.
Yeah. That's
but
so
there was
funny.
8 or 9 of my cousins all sitting. They did put an air mattress back there so we could sit on it.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys could bump into each other and be safe on the air mattress.
But the weird thing was the sliding door that opened so you could put things in and out. It never closed. It was held together by a bungee cord.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I think we just lost a kid.
They were like, sit all the way in the back. And we're like, why? They go, well, the door handle broke, so we just tied it with bungee cord. So, you know, don't lean over that way. We're like, what?
Thanks, Primera. Thanks for calling. You survived it. Good for you.
I did. Thanks.
I like Grandpa. Hey, Grandpa, we lost somebody. Well, I'm not turning around. We'll pick him up on the way home.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's the Main and Weather Morning Show on Kiss 95.1. More throwback hits with a legendary Friday free-for-all minutes away.
There's something that we want to bring to everyone's attention. We've been talking about it. It's making strides with our friends at the American Cancer Society. You know, it's October 2nd, and it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And it's really important. I know everyone knows someone in their lives affected by cancer. A lot of people know someone that was affected by breast cancer.
Yep.
And we're doing something really cool this year. Since we can't do the big get-togethers and the big walks with the pandemic, we're doing a virtual thing. And the four of us are at a crossroads. We're in conflict with each other, believe it or not.
Yeah, well, the cool thing about this is since it's like a virtual walk, you get to pick your distance and you get to pick how you do your walk. You could run, you could hike, you could do whatever. But Nicole wants to do 50 miles in a week, which over the course of the month, that's 200 miles.
That's crazy, by the way. 50 like miles is a lot.
That's from here to Columbia.
Yeah, 200 miles. Or you can do 15 miles, which I can't do the math. What's 15?
60.
60, which is only 60.
That's the good one.
Yeah. But there's no middle ground, by the way, between the 15 and the 50.
Yeah, it's like 60 or 200 miles. Pick one.
I was like, can't we just do like 30?
So everybody is signed up. If you go to kiss951.com, compete with us. Nicole, will you just do the other one just so that we can all be on the same level?
I've already registered for the fifth. It's the level 3, 50 miles a week.
You're such an overachiever.
Now, let me ask you, I have a couple questions about the Making Strides thing for the American Cancer Society, and you can go on to kiss951.com and do your virtual run, walk, bike, hike, or whatever. How is it going to track me? Is it the app on my phone? Like, so if I play tennis, I need to keep the phone in my pocket so I can get those steps?
It's not steps, boo. It's miles. You're going to have to put actual miles in.
But you said it also, like, connects to the bike, right? So, like, you can get on your Peloton and do it, or
I'm 90% positive, yes.
I'm just saying, you made me download an app, and I don't even know if it's connected to the thing.
Well, here's the thing. When you track, I don't know how it tracks you, but when you do track, each week you'll qualify for prizes as well.
Yeah.
This is awesome. You know what this is like? Like when the teacher goes, does everybody understand? And every student has a different complaint about how they don't understand.
No quote.
Because I play...
students, one at a time.
I play tennis. It's not miles, but I want that to be my athletic move.
Is tennis one of the things that we listed?
No, it's not. You did the promo.
You have to walk, run, or hike.
Or bike.
I can walk or and bike. Run on the tennis court.
Yeah. You're doing both. I think it counts, dude.
Thanks,
it's all
dude.
For a good cause.
So here, you might have to manually input yours and like keep track of it with like your Fitbit or something.
Okay, that's my thing. I have Fitbit. Do I got to use Strava?
Yeah.
This seems like some marketing ploy for an app.
That we're not getting a cut of.
It's just an app that it just tracks very well, and it has lots of different options, so it monitors everything, and it keeps track. So it tells you if it's 2.1 or 2.2, and then at the end of the week, you upload it, and they calculate it.
Okay, but here's my thing.
What?
Is this like an app that you're pushing? Because
it's so annoying. This is not my society. This is not my association, nor is this my problem.
Because when I signed up, nothing told me about this app. I just want to use my Fitbit app.
You don't. You use the Strava app.
Listen,
you were on the same call that we all were, where they told us that we're going to download the app, and that's how it syncs.
I just wonder if my Fitbit app can just do as well.
No, Roy, you're no different than anybody else.
Well, Roy, you can track it the way you want to track it. You're just not going to qualify for any prizes.
I have a feeling that, I'm not going to qualify anyway because I work here.
But I know, but my point is to qualify for the prizes, you have to use this
app.
That's
a poor attitude.
We need a every Friday at this time, we will go over how we did for the week. And we need to have an inner show bet.
I have a feeling, though, you can
I'm done with bets.
You could just type in.
I'm done.
You're probably going to win this one, though, Nick.
Yeah, you're so athletic.
I can't.
It could be like lunch, dinner. Yeah, you know, we'll buy you beers or wine or something.
Whoever wins gets a free dinner.
And if you lose, Nicole, then I get to make you, like, workout Barbie for the next week.
yoga pants.
No, you'll give me a size too small.
Yes.
So, having said all that, go set your goals. Kiss951.com.
Just go to kiss951.com. Yeah.
Thanks to the American Cancer Society for helping us put together a great October to fight breast cancer. And honestly, all cancers need to be fought. And we are going to, every Friday at this time, we'll go over our goals. So next week will be the first time. Good luck, everybody. What do you think you're going to hit, Roy? How many miles?
I'm sure for sure going to do, let's see, I do 4 miles a day. So 4 times 5 is 20. I'll probably do be 25 miles a week.
I have a feeling I'm going to lose this. I really do. All right, go check it out, kiss951.com.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss95.1.
Oh, did you forget that you had to do the dirty, Loren?
No, I knew I had to do it. I have it pulled up, but I don't know. I guess I'm 1 foot out the door.
Yeah, she's like trying to get out of here so fast.
I've already put my headphones
she's
away.
She's already packed up. She had to unpack everything.
Car's auto started.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, my car is definitely running right now.
All right.
All right, so. I don't know if you saw this morning, but you're probably waking up to the news that President Trump and Melania have both tested positive for COVID-19. There was a tweet that went out really early this morning. I believe it was around 12 a.m. And Trump did, in fact, confirm the fact that he has tested positive, that he is going into quarantine, and that we will get through this together, are his words.
So I had a serious question. Like, does that mean that the vice president becomes acting president while he's in quarantine?
No, he can still work. He's not unable to work. He just can't leave his, probably, that wing of the White House.
Right. I mean, what, I guess they could put camera equipment outside his door and he can grab it and do his own videos and stuff, but nobody could be near him.
I know, but you can do everything with Zoom now. He doesn't even need, you know what I mean? Like, he doesn't need to leave.
Which, okay.
Again.
Who's going to do his hair, Loren?
He should fire that person anyway. He'd probably do better himself. But no, my husband and I were just talking about this. Like, why aren't we doing the presidential debates over Zoom now? Like, wouldn't that be easier? Then the moderator can just mute microphones, and when your time is to talk, you're up.
Yeah, so then it freezes when Joe goes, or like Biden can't even get on.
That's true. They're both kind of old. They probably don't know how to run it.
Can't find the lane. His microphone's muted.
All right, fair enough. Touche.
Yeah. He's like, all you see is his eyeball. He's way too close to the camera.
And just like throws his hands up. You see like a bunch of assistants coming.
Can you back up a little bit, please? All right, so on to the Kardashians. Now, Kylie Jenner is receiving some flack after her daughter, Stormy, was seen with a backpack that cost $12,000. It is a $12,000 Hermes backpack.
Why would anybody want that? You just want that just because it cost a lot. That's the only reason why you want that.
The status of it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just so we're all clear, Cashton walks around, her son walks around with a puppy dog pal's backpack. So let's not think that Loren is at that level either.
No.
The puppy's dog pal backpack was what, $3,000?
Yeah, now it's a one of a kind authentic one that Chase actually used in a live show.
Signed by the character. No, it's not. And in other Kardashian news, now you guys know I am a huge Real Housewives fan, and I was really excited to hear that Kris Jenner might be joining the show. That has kind of been shut down at this point, but now Andy is saying that Caitlyn and Sophia are not going to be joining the show either. There were rumors that that was going to be going on, and Andy Cohen's like, no, stop. Like, this is my show. We're not just writing people in. But I really do. I feel like this is the race for the Real Housewives franchise. Like, Caitlyn and Kris are both trying to get on the show so bad.
It's awesome.
That would be awesome.
I know.
All my dreams right there.
Both of them were on. It'd be great.
Right? The conflict. Like, they'd have to rename the show.
It would almost be as good as The Debate.
Yeah. It would basically be the spinoff of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and I'd be here for that. Anyway, to get more celebrity gossip, and Nicole puts her top 5 new songs up at kiss951.com every week, so you can find that there along with your celebrity stuff.
Speaking of Nicole, before we get out of here for the week, we have to say congratulations. Great job, Nicole. You made it through the entire week of paying off your bet and wearing different outfits that Loren put together for you.
By the way, there's also a gallery of all of Nicole's outfits consolidated into one blog on the website as well, so you can find that there.
kiss951.com.
I do have news.
What?
You loved it.
You're going straight and dating a guy.
You're going to start dressing like it?
I have a date with Joshua tonight. I will not be quitting my day job to be a blogger.
Good.
No.
It's not for me. Lauren's way better at it.
Yeah, and so are all the other bloggers out there that listen to the show. And Nicole feels your pain now.
I was going
to
say, I hope you have a newfound respect for us, basic girls.
I really, really do. I just girls in general.
And thank you, North Carolina State. We thank everybody on the show. Thanks, North Carolina State, for that ass whooping that they took from Virginia Tech last week so that we got to see it. Cameron is up next. While you're at kiss951.com, you can sign up to do the virtual walk, run, hike, bike, whatever it is, to make strides against breast cancer from the American Cancer Society. You could go up against us. We're going to try and do 15 miles each week. Our first check-in will be next Friday at 9:05. We'll see how we're doing.
All right.
All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.